Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. Boys, how are you?
Doing good, man.
We're doing really good, Greg. We're doing really good. We're excited to be here.
Are you really excited? Are you that excited?
Not really.
Oh,
we pretty
okay.
much do this every
Saturday.
I am.
I'm very excited.
All right. So we are connected with Barry the Bugger, I believe. He's here. Where's everybody else, though? I don't see anyone else, Barry. What happened?
I have no idea.
They bailed on you.
Well, what the heck?
It's a beautiful day out. They're probably diving.
That could be. Jerry, the diver guy, he threatened to join us, so I assume he's going to join us. And then Walt DeMartini was planning to join us as well today.
He's probably mixing up some Cap'n Walt's Get Naked Rum Punch.
You think that's what it is? He could be.
That's possible.
That stuff doesn't make itself.
And Jerry's probably encased in ice.
Yeah, you know what? He could be. That is very possible. But yeah, Captain Walt DeMartini, you know, down there in South Florida, we got the Miami International Boat Show going today. You heading out there this week at all, Barry, or no?
I'm going to see what happens tomorrow because I'm here with you today.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I got a new activity that I wanted to bounce off of Barry. More than anyone else.
Bounce off him like a quarter?
Well, he likes to do outdoorsy type things, like, you know, hanging out on his boat.
And scuba
staying
dive.
Overnight. Well, and diving, right? But he's actually camped out on his boat before. And
when he gets in trouble with the wife.
Well, there's that.
She goes, get out!
Okay.
Take your crap and get out!
Is that pretty accurate there, Barry, or...
Yeah, she does try to do that.
Okay.
Try.
But yeah, you know, the thing is, though, as far as, you know, trying to hang out on your boat is one thing, and, you know, that's a boating kind of activity, but what about if you could camp underwater?
What?
Exactly. Who would have thunk you could do such a thing, right?
You mean like in a bubble, like a plexiglass undersea?
Exactly. Like a huge, I don't know, like a
hamster toot, like a habit trail.
Well, you know, like an airbag. Have you seen one of those things, like a lift bag, underwater scuba lift bag?
I know fun bags.
No, that's a different type of bag altogether.
Airbags.
Yeah, airbag, like lift bag. Say you find underwater treasure.
Oh, yeah, lift bags.
Yeah, and you.
Sorry, I got this.
You have one of these giant lift bags, and you set it up in a like a tent. And there's a company that's actually setting up these lift bags like a underwater tent type of thing. Had you seen that, Barry? What do you think? Have you ever seen such a thing?
If you fill this thing up with air, it's going to surface.
No, they bolt it to the reef.
Exactly.
Oh, FWC will love that. Excuse me, I take my drill and I drill into the reef.
No, you have it anchored down with some weights and stuff.
Yeah, a large anchor you wrap around the
How
reef.
Many anchors would we need?
It's like a diving belt.
Put it in a sandy area.
It's done. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen the pictures of this thing.
You are a liar.
I am not.
I know that
you're
a liar.
How dare you? How dare you question my authority?
You've seen it?
I have seen the video pictures of this underwater tent.
On the internet?
Don't start a campfire.
On the internet,
it uses up
yes.
the oxygen too quickly.
Yes. What? How's Smokey the Bear going to teach us about fire safety underwater?
Well, there's no issue.
Only you can prevent.
This is the solution
to
forest fires.
Maybe it'd have to be a polar bear because they can swim.
Well, there's that, I guess. Yeah, you still have to be aware of the potential critters. But yeah,
would a polar bear be comfortable in warm water, or would he be like, I don't like this?
He'll melt.
Good question. I don't know.
Well, you're also going to need some kind of pump to pump in fresh air, aren't you?
Well, yeah. You know, how you get the air down there where it's constantly circulating new stuff with some kind of surface generator, I don't know.
Because you know what happens when guys sit around the campfire, they eat baked beans.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta eat baked beans.
Got to keep the tent full, though.
You got to keep the air circulated.
Well, you know, I would imagine you could fill it up with, you know, you have your scuba tank in there or something. I don't know.
Is it a clear bag, Greg, so you can see everything that's going around?
Yeah, was it a clear bag?
It was not. It was yellow.
Yellow?
Like a giant, well, it looked like a giant lift bag. That's what I thought it was at first.
And it looks like a dome.
Yeah.
Could you have a music festival under it with like DJs and
I don't see why not.
Models?
You know, sure. I could take my carbon fiber guitar that's not affected by the water.
Nah, you could leave that at home.
What? Hawaii ukulele.
No, you don't want anything to happen to it.
I got that in carbon fiber,
too. Best to leave that in its case.
Mm. Well.
Permanently.
Right, Hemi?
You guys are
right,
mean.
Right, Hemi?
Breaking out the ukulele.
You guys are mean.
He's not paying attention.
So,
Pay attention to the show.
Yeah. Bubble Boy's already breaking into
I need you to have my back.
The tequila ukulele.
He's playing it like a ukulele.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
H-A-N-L, Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico tequila. It's Bubble Boy's already breaking into it, as you can plainly see
what
if you're watching us on Facebook
wrong?
Live.
What could possibly go wrong?
Smells good. It's amazing how quick that stuff has evaporated, by the way, over the last few weeks.
But yeah, I think so. You might have a hole in the cork.
You
yeah.
think? Could be. Could be. Yeah. Could be. But anyway, I don't know. What did you guys do underwater camping?
I don't like regular camping, but if it was underwater, it might be fun.
You know, the only thing is, like, if you were sleeping under there, and then... you know, like when you're out in the woods, you got to worry about snakes and spiders and things like that.
If bears.
In the water, well, you know, something could kind of surprise you up in that little bubble, you know? Something pop up, kind of like, hey, Mr. Eel. Or
but would they wouldn't want to be in the air. They want to stay in the water.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. But I've seen eels jump out of the water on a dock and stuff like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Oh, yeah.
Like a green moray?
It was, I was in Honduras in Roatan, and I was walking along the shoreline. It was kind of rocky, and all of a sudden, this spotted eel popped up out of the water and, you know, slimed all around the rocks and stuff right in front of us. So I was like, whoa,
was
hey!
It a mistake? Like he breached? Like, oops?
Maybe. I don't know. But if I was sleeping in my camp, whoa. Underwater camp site there and in my tent, and all of a sudden, an eel jumped up into the tent with me. I'm like, hey, now, whoa.
Yeah, last thing you want is an eel slithering up your leg.
Hey, I'm telling you what.
You're unsure on how this thing's supposed to work and keep the air inside, aren't you?
I'm getting that, too, yeah.
No. What do you mean, how am I? It's like
a
lift
really,
bag.
Really
sealed.
Iffy.
Yeah, so?
So how is the snake going to get in there if it is sealed?
Well, you're still going to have the underwater opening in the bottom of it.
No,
Barry.
We're not talking about
no,
seals.
These things. I looked at them. These things are have weights all the way around the edges, and they're kind of in the sand, like a dome tent.
Well, yeah. you're not looking
it would
at
be
the
as
same
if
thing.
The tent was zipped up.
The one I saw was in midwater, and it had an opening from the bottom of
whoa,
the tent.
Whoa, that's something.
Yeah,
totally
that's
different.
Called a diving bell.
Well, it is exactly. But they called it underwater camping, that you go up in this thing.
Now would you go underwater camping, but would you go underwater glamping?
Well,
where you could like give somebody a makeover, get a mani-pedi.
Well, that
makeup?
That's pretty much standard.
Put
isn't
on a
it?
Pretty dress.
Well, that'd be interesting if someone would come up with an underwater hotel. I wonder who could do that.
Well, they already exist. There's one in the Maldives.
What?
Yeah, there's an underwater hotel. There's a few popping up.
I need
up
to get out
world.
More.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in this country?
I don't. Well, there's. What? You mean Jules Undersea Lodge?
That's there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Key Largo. So you got that option. But it's, you know, the thing is, if you were camping, you could take this anywhere. That's what, you know, I was like, hey, is there something to this? Would that be a cool thing to do? If you found a really calm location,
like
in some
RV,
place. Yeah, and you set this thing up, and decided, hey, you know what, we're going to stay down underwater overnight or whatever, or for a few hours.
You know what? Just get a submarine.
There you go.
No, that would be awesome.
But that would
personal submarine.
Well, okay, if you can afford that. But camping, you know, your underwater camping could do way, way cheaper.
I'm going to trust my life to a $100 tent and a little battery operated air pump for the whole night.
Yeah, you don't sound very convincing when you say that.
No, have you seen the facility at Jules? All the equipment they have to keep you alive for just 12 hours.
Well, true.
Including free pizza delivery.
Well, maybe you don't stay overnight. Maybe you just stay down there for a few hours,
a diver.
We're going to do a dive, and then we're gonna jump up and down and do some stuff and
like calisthenics.
Yeah, calisthenics. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Squat thrust. Like
right. Exactly. Okay. It sounded like a good idea at the time. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
All right, everyone. Step lively. Look sharp. It's almost showtime. I'll give you a final room tone check, please, and check your marks.
We'd like to ask now that all passengers please hold your breath. Take you through an underwater hip-hop extravaganza.
Underwater rhymes.
We're now descending.
Underwater rhymes.
We're 200 fathoms and dropping. We're at 400 fathoms. We have arrived.
Now last night, underwater, I saw a French mermaid. Treated her to caviar and wine over shrimp brain.
This is the world of diving.
It's what?
It's the world of diving. Because that's what we do. Just for a second or two.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Scuba Radio. What am I talking about? I lost Barry the boater, though.
Ah, crap.
I lost Barry the bugger. I don't know what happened. He was with me, and then he just went south on me. So I don't know. We'll get him back here in just a bit. Jerry the Diver Guy is going to check in with us here in a little bit, too, I believe. But we're having some computer issues, it looks like. So we'll get him connected here in just a bit. So I wanted to bring up a couple things. So I got CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me, and as you can plainly see on Facebook Live,
we'll have
today.
To do.
Yes, we'll settle. But are you guys looking forward to any good movies coming out?
What's coming out? I don't even know.
Avengers,
Avatar
right?
2.
Oh no,
I didn't see the first one.
Are you kidding me?
No,
you're the only person on the planet that has not seen Avatar.
I'm not into like fake blue aliens.
What? It was like the I don't know, made more money than any movie in the world.
I heard it sucked.
It's one of the one of the only two movies I walked out on.
It did not suck.
My whole life.
Are you kidding? You guys are joking.
Bubble Boy told me it sucked, and I trust his opinion.
Really?
So I'm like, all right, I'll pass.
The story was so old and
I'm not super into sci-fi to begin with.
Really? Now, see, I dug it. I mean.
You like everything.
Well, James Cameron, he did The Abyss.
Like a movie.
He did The Abyss, and that was kind of like the movie that inspired me to learn how to
that was
in the
awesome.
First place. Okay, so you liked The Abyss, but you didn't like all the other ones, or you didn't.
I
like Avatar.
Movies like Goodfellas, and Rocky.
Okay,
those are kind of.
But
movies
those
I
don't
like.
Have any kind of diving connection to them, and that was the point.
Avatar did.
Well, it did actually, because if you look in the first Avatar, all the critters on Pandora were actually inspired by James Cameron's underwater diving, especially the deep diving he had done.
That's kind of a stretch.
No, it's not. There's a lot of jellyfish influence on some of the flowers and stuff on Pandora.
Okay.
And that float through the air. Any diver would get this. You would know it if you saw the movie.
So he plagiarized.
I can't believe that I am talking to the only person on the planet who never saw the movie Avatar. That thing made like billions
Greg,
of dollars.
Not for me, it didn't.
Wait, hold on, Greg. Hold your horses. We haven't seen Titanic either.
I have.
I haven't.
I have.
You're king of the world!
I was... I think I was married at the time, so that's why.
Oh, you had to. Understood. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that was okay.
I thought it was going to be a lot more action than love stories.
Well, so Kate Winslet is going to be in Avatar 2.
And don't care.
You should. I mean, here's a. I was reading
care.
Some preview.
Still not going.
Listen, this may change your mind.
Nope.
There is some more diving connections to the Avatar 2 movie. First off, our friend from Stewart Coves, Liz, she is potentially rumored to have played a part in Avatar 2.
Like a stunt?
Potentially.
A sweaty tourist?
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. About all I can say. I probably said too much
cool.
already. But she has some connections to the production that is probably still going on, but it might have been wrapped up by now. I'm not sure. But this movie... with Kate Winslet in it, which
actually,
I didn't know she was going to be in it, but evidently she is. She was training for some of the motion capture stuff and had to learn how to hold her breath as a free diver.
But you can't say that. We can't say that on the air.
What do you mean we can't say that?
Oh, hey, watch this. I'm going to totally derail him. What? Hey, Greg, you know what movie I am looking forward to seeing?
Well, no, I'm not
done
yet.
In 2 years, The Batman's coming out.
The Batman.
I heard that's coming out in 2021.
Okay, and I care why.
So if you're listening to this in the year 2021, it's this year. If you're listening to this podcast in 2 years, it's this year.
Okay.
That I probably want to see. It's not going to be Ben Affleck.
You don't think so?
He says he's done playing Batman. I don't know who it is, though.
Okay,
I don't know
can we get back to
yet.
My story?
Okay, sure, go ahead. It's your show.
You would think.
You want to talk about Avatar.
But no, Kate Winslet is in Avatar 2, and she had to train to be a free diver and learn how to hold her breath.
They have water on another fake planet?
Well, they didn't say why there's doing it. But once again, James Cameron, the director, he took a lot of underwater inspiration for the first Avatar. And evidently, like, you know, they do this motion capture stuff where they create the Avatar critters, and either they're going to be swimming through... water in the new movie. Supposedly, there's even more influence of the underwater world, or they just want to make the motion capture more fluid and have the actors underwater and swimming through and doing some of this stuff. And Kate Winslet, not only did she train to hold her breath so she could do these scenes, evidently she was able to hold her breath for training for 7.5 minutes long.
Bullcrap.
No, it's true.
Excuse me.
I think it's true. It could be
allergies.
Absolutely true. So, you know, I think that's impressive.
Wanker.
And Jar Jar Binks is there.
Do you guys not...
Still not really into it.
You don't think that would be cool?
Nah. No.
Why?
What's not a fan of hers.
Yeah, but if
also if not a fan of Avatar.
But she's diving?
Two for two.
No, she's become one of us.
No, that's done in a computer. There's going to be no diving.
She has to hold her breath.
That's just the director messing with her. Let's see if I can get her to hold her breath. Watch this. I'll tell
you. Was it Harvey Weinstein?
You guys are
too
terrible.
Too soon.
You really? That's I can't believe it. So you're telling me that as a diver.
We are straight males.
As a
Greg.
Human. As a human
not
being.
Into that.
No, that you would. It would not pique your interest as a diver if you found out the actors had to actually learn how to dive
their
roles.
If there was real diving, maybe.
Well, it's. I mean.
But it depends on how much. If there's just one quick scene, you know. I got to sit through this all this other crap. Hours of crap.
Yeah.
Well, no, not hours
fake,
of crap.
Stupid crap.
But if you sit there and you see a flower and you think like, hey, that flower is actually looks more like a jellyfish that we see
in
our dives.
I don't care if it's a flower. It's not even a real flower. It's fake.
I'm surrounded by imbeciles.
It's a fake flower made in a computer that kind of looks like a jellyfish. Nobody cares.
It's a Christmas tree worm.
Nobody cares.
Listen, they're going to come out with this movie and take all our money.
No, they're not. They're not getting a nickel from me. Not a dime!
You need to support your fellow divers. This is a community that we want to promote. You should be an ambassador for the diving.
Nope, this has nothing to do with diving.
I'm an avatar.
God help us. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. And I believe, do we got Dave, Big Wave Dave in L.A. on the line? Dave, can you hear me now?
I got you now. We're out here at the L.A. Convention Center turning people on to diving.
Excellent. So it's the L.A. Travel and Adventure Show. And you got the Go Dive Now pool out there so people can try diving, which is awesome. So how big is this event going on out there in L.A. this weekend, Dave? What do you think?
It's a very big event, and it's probably the biggest crowd I've seen here over the years because with all the rain that's been going on, I guess a lot of the roads, the ski hills are kind of washed out. So it's a three-day week, and you can't get out of town. You might as well come to the travel show.
Well, there you go. All right. And then there's a few dive vendors out there, I take it, or at least dive travel vendors. We're going to check in with one in just a bit.
We got a little bit of everybody.
Yeah. And
we got, of course, we got Channel Island Scuba and Scuba Schools America staffing the pool.
Excellent.
But I have friends from all over the world here that have their booths set up for selling dive travel.
How many people have you put through the diving program there at the Go Dive Down pool already, you figure, on a Saturday?
Over 50 since, like normally, you know, show opens at 10 o'clock. The pool starts getting busy about noon. We had people in, like, by 10:15 this morning.
Excellent.
It's just they're loving it. The water's warm. And they're just getting out and signing up for class.
Okay. And it's godivenow.com is the website. Where are you off to after this travel and adventure show in L.A., Dave?
Well, I'm going to take a 4 days probably to get back home to the Midwest, hang out for a week or so. And then I'm out in outside of Detroit, Novi, for a boat show. And then after that, down to Dallas for the Dallas, Texas Earth Day.
Okay, excellent. Which would be April 22nd. There you go. All right.
Well, a week later this year.
Okay.
Because can't do it the same weekend as Easter, so they moved back Earth Day a week.
There you go. Okay, fair enough. All right, well, Dave, thanks for checking in. GoDiveNow.com. He's in L.A. at the Travel and Adventure Show. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is
the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Them dumbass white people out in the middle of the ocean scuba diving. Shoot, you ain't gonna get me scuba diving. I'm gonna tell you that damn much right now. I'm too damn fat. I'd mess around and feed all them sharks if I went scuba diving.
If I was a great white, I wouldn't bite you, but I'd swim right next to you. If I was a great white, I wouldn't bite you, but I'd swim right next to you, cause it's my ocean too. So please keep it clean, cause I can be wicked mean, and I got sharp teeth. And if I realize that you don't care about the sea, well that means you don't care about me. Oh well, that's fine, I'll just rip you in bloody half this time. Yeah, if I was a great white shark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That's a great song. Really is a good song. And there's some controversy, evidently, in the great white shark tagging world. Right now, I think it's up by around Connecticut or something. And there's two groups of scientists that are tagging sharks, and they're both pretty popular. And it sounds like they're stepping on each other's toes, like someone's a little upset that, you know, hey, we tag sharks in this area, and you're not allowed to tag these in our area because you'll mess up the research we're doing. And you kind of wonder what the heck is going on there. To me, just knowing how this stuff is operated before, I've kind of figured it was more of an issue of money. Because usually it is. You hear what I'm saying, guys? Do you guys do you feel me on this? Because, you know, when it comes to all the scientific research and things that go on in that regard, all these guys do, they do all this research, and it's all good work. Everybody does something good in that realm when it comes to tagging sharks and tracking their, you know, cruising around the oceans and their patterns of migration and stuff like that. We need to know that stuff. But the people that do this, you know, they compete for grants and money. And it definitely comes down to a money situation. And it sounds to me, even though it didn't really say this in the article, it sounded like one scientist or one tracking company was getting a little annoyed that the other one was kind of getting more publicity or whatever. And so they were fighting amongst themselves, like, who is doing this better? And we don't need you here. And the argument they used was that one of them was baiting the sharks in, tagging them, and the way they got the other group banned from the area, from the state waters, was saying that they could potentially be contributing to issues with bathers nearby at the beach.
Bathers?
Yeah.
People swimmers. Taking a bath?
Well, a little bit of both. Yeah. I think we got, do we got Barry back? Barry Cousteau and Jerry the Diver again?
Barry, come back.
Barry. Yes, Barry. Barry Cousteau is here.
Okay, we got him. We got Jerry now, too. Hello. Jerry?
Yeah, they chipped him out of the ice.
There we go.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Jerry the Diver guy. All right, so there you go. So did you guys hear this story about the scientists that are competing for tagging great white sharks? Did you hear about
competing
that?
Competing for money.
No.
You agree with me then, Barry?
It's absolutely. It's always for money. They want to keep their jobs.
Right. They're protecting their turf.
What better job is that?
Well,
tagging sharks.
Well, it's a pretty cool gig to have. But the problem is the argument they used to ban the other guy out of the area was like, hey, he's baiting in sharks and potentially, you know, making contributing to potential well, sharks coming close to the
shark
beach and biting things. They had some great white incidents last year in the Northeast, and that's where this is going on.
Somebody needs to make a movie about this, starring Kate Winslet.
They did. Jaws.
Kate Winslet wasn't in that one, though.
If people just stopped swimming in the beaches, there would be no shark problems.
Okay, there's that.
Not really practical.
Yeah. But, you know, but there is no connection between baiting sharks
and the shark's home.
Shark attacks. But they basically got this other group that was tagging sharks out of the area by claiming that they were contributing to potential shark attack.
Well, Greg, last week you talked about the sentience of the sharks. So
the what?
You know, sharks being sentient, being, you know, intelligent.
Knowledge of themselves.
Yes.
So you mean, if they're aware. If they're that smart, wouldn't they be able to go, oh, maybe these guys have some food too?
You misunderstood or you did not listen, Bubble Boy. First time ever. But it wasn't the sharks that were self-aware. It was these fish.
All
they were much
fish
smaller.
Are self-aware.
Yeah. No. All Mr. fish Limpet? Are not self-aware.
What about gorillas?
Gorillas are not fish.
You could teach them sign language.
They are not fish. All right, Coco.
You know, this is the first time that you're tagging a shark. If it hasn't been tagged before, that means it hasn't been in the area before. So okay, what's the problem with throwing some food out? Hey, look, there's a brand new shark. Let's tag it.
You're right.
Now we can keep track of it.
Yeah. The shark was tagged so many times, the other shark snickered.
Okay, could be. You know, I bring the story up not because of, you know, whether or not it causes a problem, because it doesn't. What annoys me is that they've pinned the blame on the dive operator chumming for sharks, like a shark dive. And said that, oh, we can't allow you to do that because you're potentially creating a unsafe situation for people on the beach. And we've heard this argument a billion times before.
How about they're there anyway, but now we know about it?
Yeah, exactly. And if anything, the boats are offshore. They're pulling the sharks away from the beach if they're chumming them in to tag them.
How about if they're tagged and the lifeguards have a pad that shows where they all are at that moment? You could warn the people before the sharks get too close.
Well, if they had a tag in them, yeah. You know, they might have that information available to them then. But
that's a great idea.
But unfortunately, because these two scientists are great white shark trackers have butted heads, it looks to me that one of them threw the other guy under the bus and forgets about the bigger potential problem he's creating for everybody by pointing the finger at a dive operator that is chumming for sharks, because there is no connection between shark attacks and shark dives. It just isn't.
Come
there.
On, Greg.
It ain't there. I'm telling you.
I knew a guy once that wore a jockstrap of raw bleeding meat, and his intestines were ripped out by a shark.
Okay, and your point is what?
Don't wear jockstraps of raw bleeding meat.
Well, okay, exactly. Duh. Yeah, little common
Greg,
sense.
You could also quote the great Veronica Pooh. It's the shark's house. You're going to eat you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. What did she used to say? She had a little catchphrase.
I think Jerry just said it.
House. Hey, the shark has the right to eat you up when you in his house.
Oh, there
when
you go.
When chickens come in my house, guess what?
What?
They get ate.
Oh.
When pigs come in my house,
right.
They own the plate.
Okay.
So when you go in the shark's house,
what?
You're going to get ate up.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy, you know. Yeah. Let's use some common sense. If you go into the beach, go to the beach.
Okay.
You watch the ocean from a distance.
Okay.
Please be safe. Safety first. Please, I don't want to hear about nobody from the meat ministry being shark bait.
Meat ministry.
Okay. And stay out the woods too. Don't go fooling around with the bears either. The bears will eat you up. That's what they're supposed to do. Because
all right, just that's enough out of you. Just stop.
It's just good common sense.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if you go swimming, they're there, but making the connection between
don't be bleeding
shark dives and things, or you know, the shark taggers that are trying to make us all safer and more aware of what these sharks are doing. It's unfortunate that they let their scientific
Just be glad
ambition
the aliens
get in the way.
Aren't tagging humans yet.
Hello,
that's coming.
I think we have plenty of evidence that has indeed happened. Look to your left.
All right.
And everybody on Facebook Live can easily see Bubble Boy sitting right there.
You think he's been tagged or probed?
I think a combination of both.
Tag-teamed.
I remember the sharks and Andros following us around, Greg. Like, they came over looking for something, but we didn't have anything. Like, hey, Fado, you got some ballyhoo you could spare me? I'm like, I ain't got no ballyhoo.
They're just hungry.
Shut up, alien.
He's not an alien. He's being studied by aliens.
Oh, that's right. I apologize. So he's like
he's probed by a team.
Bubble Boy is representing all of mankind.
Yes.
Kind of scary.
He is.
They're going to think we're all like that.
We're doomed. We're doomed.
We are definitely doomed. Yeah, but he is there to keep the species going after we all perish. Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know. Who knows?
Sounds like Avatar 2 to me.
I think what they're trying to say is, he took a probing for the team.
I keep other civilizations uninterested in this planet.
Ah, good point.
Thank you.
We don't want to be like this guy. Let's fly away. Far, far away. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat. I show you the coral reef. We have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get you resort certified. Couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Dr. Doug Ebersole going to join us to kick off hour two here in just a bit. However, we have another person who is live at the Los Angeles Travel and Adventure Show, and that'd be Doris from Caradonna Dive Adventures, and she is on Scuba Radio right now. Doris, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Greg.
Greg. Good. It's wonderful out here. It's if anybody, any listeners are out there and in the LA area, definitely come check this thing out. It's my first year here, and there's a lot to see.
Well, like we said earlier, the Go Dive Now pool is there, a Big Wave Dave. But you're there, obviously, representing Dive Travel with Caradonna Diving Adventure. So what exactly, what type of places are you, you know, showing out there this weekend at the event?
So we sell the world. So we have all of our, you know, normal destinations that we promote, everything from the Caribbean, Mexico, Central America, exotics, which, you know, Philippines and Indonesia, South Pacific. But since we're at an adventure show, we're kind of doing some little combo packages where you've got diving and then, for example, in Malaysia, you know, a week or 5 days at Sipadan diving and then heading over to Sepalak to see the orangutans, things like that. So
Wow. It
makes for a really fun, you know, vacation when you can combine a little bit of cultural and nature stuff along with your diving, or especially if you're traveling maybe with a non-diver, it works out really well.
Exactly. You can check out caradonna.com, by the way, for more information on where to go. But Malaysia in particular, I have not been. It's been on my list for some time. Now, you just mentioned the orangutans there. So is that one of the many adventures you can do on your surface interval if you go to that part of the world, I guess?
So it's not necessarily something you can do just after, you know, right along with the diving, because you do fly from, you know, wherever you've been diving over to Sepalak.
Yeah.
But I would definitely do it as an add-on for
right.
a couple of nights, and you can do you know, they've got the proboscis monkeys, they've got the orangutan rehabilitation center, they have city tours, all that kind of stuff. So it's a great way to either, you know, kick off your dive trip and get acclimated, get the jet lag off, or, you know, wind down after a week of diving to just kind of do some nature stuff. But it's a great package, great combo.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos online for people that have went to that part of the world. And, you know, you have to do that. You got to mix in some of the local culture or like you said, maybe it might be a little layover stop to break up the trip a little bit. But you're saying, so from L.A. to Saitapan, is that how you say it? How did you say that again?
Sipadan. So you can fly
right.
to, you know, Kuala Lumpur and then over into Malaysia or, you know, into where you get the Tawau, which is where you pick up the Sipadan package. But we arrange all that. That's the beauty. You don't
yeah.
have to know anything about it. We can get it all set up for you and get you to the right destination and you know, set everything up and make it a seamless transition. So your transfers are covered, your tours, your diving, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, going through an organization like Caradonna, especially on an adventure like that, it just gives you peace of mind because you have someone to call if anything goes wrong during the trip. But like you said, set up, you take care of everything. You guys have been there, done that. You know where to send people and by asking them what type of diving and adventures they're looking for. But what they, a lot of times people don't do it or hesitate because they think, well, you know, if I go through them, they're going to charge me more and all this kind of stuff. And that is not how this works at all. You guys actually, you get a little like finder's fee from the area, but it doesn't affect the end consumer's price. And if anything, you can usually find a better deal than they can on their own just searching around on the web. Is that right, Doris?
Absolutely. We do volume, so we work with these, you know, operators day in, day out. So we do get typically a better price than if someone books direct. I just booked a live aboard for a small group and gave them, you know, a better price than going direct. So that's always, you know, a nice perk to have, and you've got the expertise of us behind you, and Caradonna's been in business for, you know, 35 years, so we are a recognizable name. All the vendors know us, and, you know, a lot of times we can get some extra perks and things like that because though. They like working with us. We're very reputable. So there's, you know, there's no reason not to book with us. It doesn't cost you any more. It may be cheaper. You've got, you know, travel specialists like myself and all the other gals in the office that are, you know, have been to these destinations. They're dive oriented, so they're going to send you to the right place. And like you said, we know exactly where to send you, what to do. I actually had a customer that was telling me about his previous vacation that he set up himself, going to Tonga, and wanted to swim with the whales and all that kind of stuff. And he booked his flight into Tonga, not realizing that you actually have to get to Vavao to swim with the whales. So he kind of arrived, had his hotel, and realized that he was in the wrong island. And it's not like you can just take a ferry. You've got to get on a plane and, you know, organize everything. So it was one of those kind of aha moments for him. He said, you know, if I had booked it with a specialist company
like Caradonna, he wouldn't have had this problem. So you know, take it from him, learn from his mistake, and go to Caradonna.com. Caradonna Diving Adventures, great organization to work for your dive travel. Hour two on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.